So we are up to mitzvah chaf, the 20th mitzvah of the Torah, and that is shelo yira'e lanu chametz v'pesach, that you should not see chametz in your possession on Pesach. And if you remember back a number of weeks ago, we did a mitzvah yidal, the 11th mitzvah of the Torah, that is that you shall not find chametz in your house. And at the end of the day, they are similar sounding prohibitions, but they are two separate prohibitions. You cannot find and you cannot see and you cannot find chametz in your house. So we already did the commandment of not finding, so let's see the commandment of not seeing. So the pasuk says, "Matzos yechel es shivas hayamim." You shall eat matzah for 7 days. Lo yira elecha chametz, lo yira elecha sor b'chol gulachen. You shall not find in the boundaries of your property neither chametz nor sor, nor like a leavening agent. So what does the chinuch have to say? Lo yira ech chametz b'chol moshosini. You shall not find, you shall not see, rather, chametz in all of your dwelling places. Kol shivas hayamim pesach, all the 7 days of pesach. Chari noshin. The Mara says the pasuk we just said, "Lo yira elecha chametz." Now, Shabbat Simon, for a 7 day period. So the Chinuch sort of intuitively looks at this pasuk and says, you know what, you're going to have an interesting question. You'll say that not only are there two prohibitions of not seeing and not finding, but in this pasuk itself, it says you shouldn't see chametz and you shouldn't see leaven. So maybe those are two separate prohibitions by itself. So he says, no. Ve'ein eila shnei laven b'shnei inyanim. There are not two separate prohibitions here. Aval him b'inyan echad. Rather, they are actually talking about the same matter. Kemo shamru zechornam lebracha, like Chazal said, pasach hakasav b'chametz v'siyim b'seor. The pasuk begins talking about chametz, right? An actual chametz like a product, and it ends by talking about seor, which is leaven. So lomar, to tell you, the Lomar Lachat, to tell you who chametz, who seor, that chametz and seor are both treated equally. They are both equally prohibited. Klomar in hefresh bein chametz atzmo ubein davar hamechametz. That is to say that chametz is prohibited, and so too is an agent that causes a product to be chametz, an agent that causes something to become leavened. Both of those things are equally prohibited. There is no difference between them. They will both be prohibited under this prohibition. So they're not two separate prohibitions. Rather, they are just equated in this pasuk to show you that they actually have an equal value. Mishar Shei Mitzvah, the root of this mitzvah, well, we know this quite well already. Mahashe Kasav Nebashar Mitzvah Pesach, that which is written regarding all of the mitzvahs of Pesach, right, that we're supposed to remember all the miracles that God did for us in Mitzrayim. When he took us out, Dinei HaMevoar MePesachim, all the laws of this mitzvah are found in Maseches Pesachim. And finally, Menuheges B'chol Makom V'chol Zman B'Zachar M'Nekevos, this applies to men and to women in all times. V'Over Aleh, a person who violates this prohibition, V'Lakach Chametz B'Pesach V'Hinicho B'Rishuso, and that he someone goes out and they buy chametz on Pesach and they place it in their home. Or, by the way, they just make chametz in their home. Loke, this person will get malchus. Aval im lo hutzio mikodem haPesach mibeso. But let's say this guy had chametz in his house before Pesach, but he never took it out. He was just passive about it. Eino loke alav. He does not get malchus for this. V'fisha ein bo masa. Because, as we know already, we've seen many times that there is no action in this. He didn't actually do an action to violate this prohibition. And therefore, v'ein loke alav kemosh amarno. This person will not get malchus, as we discussed. The only way you can get actual lashes is if you do a real action, which would be, again, making chametz on Pesach, or actually going out to buy chametz and then bringing it into your rishus. So that brings us to the end of mitzvah chaf, the 20th mitzvah of the Torah. God willing, next time we'll begin to learn the mitzvah that will be one of the final mitzvahs of Pesach that we'll see for a very long time, and that is the mitzvah of Sipur Yisias Mitzrayim, telling over the story of Yisias Mitzrayim. That will take a few days to go through, but for now we will stop right here.